Welcome to the call for the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and the economy within each of us for all things financial, and to do so under grace. We do this by opening ourselves up to be the instruments of peace who we are, to be divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 113. Love is the language of abundance. Love is the language of abundance. So amazing, such powerful messages can come through with just a few words. Love. Well, we all think we know love, and yet at another level we know we don't really seem to know what it is. By definition, it's a strong affection, a passionate affection, and affection means tender, soft, light, gentle. It also means sensitive to others' feelings and emotions. So I want you to think of love maybe a little bit differently. It's a feeling we hold in ourself, a feeling for ourselves, a situation, for others. And it's being sensitive to their feelings, their emotions. That's affection, and it comes from that place of true love, which puts you in a different place. You're coming from your heart center, not your head or your ego or your personality self. And then the word language literally means tongue, as people can speak in their native tongue, any means of communication. And it doesn't mean speaking necessarily, although we use it that way. It's any form of expression. It could be symbolic. It could be a gesture. It could be a feeling, a way of communicating, of speaking, but it does not need to be in literally in words. And then we're told love is the language of abundance. So the way we communicate love is through sending feelings, symbolic gestures, and words that symbolize this strong a feeling of. But it's strong and it's soft, of tenderness, sensitivity, gentleness, lightness. The word love is associated with lightness, not heavy. And then abundance, coming from the word abound. And I love this meaning, to rise in waves. Abundance is not something you just get and hold on to. Abundance is something that continuously flows to you, like one wave after another, like the oceans coming in, one wave after another, plentiful, and there's always more than enough. Just when you think you've finished it, another wave of prosperity comes forth, plentifulness comes forth for you. Now, it's important to notice what love isn't, because this is what I believe creates so much confusion in our world today, especially what's came up with all the economic seeming crisis of our times. Love isn't a need or neediness or needing anything. Love is not desiring. It is not a wishing or a hoping. It's not a wanting. Those of you who follow the law of attraction know that anything that you focus on expands and it comes to you. So the more you're in needing something, and if you by mistake consider that loving something as lusting after something, needing something, desiring something, wanting something, notice those have a hard edge to them. Hoping and wanting, the more you'll always be wanting, hoping, wishing, desiring, and needing. These are coming from lack. And they are not what we're told to do. Abundance comes from a feeling of lightness, a feeling of gentleness, a sensitivity to our feelings and others, a feeling of affection. These are all gentle, sweet states. Abundance flows when we are in the state of love, when we are light and carefree and not needing anything. We are absorbed in whatever we're doing because we just are in love with it. We feel passionate about something. We have strong affection for it. So notice where your feelings are. If they are in your heart, if you're feeling light and driven by affection, driven by a passion that is bigger than you, or if you're in a state of doing something to get something, make that distinction. For it makes all the world in what you will receive. Abundance. To rise in waves. Stay in love. Allow more than you could ever imagine to flow to you with ease and grace by being in this perfect state of love. Pure affection without attachment. No having to do something to get something. We're simply embraced with this feeling of love. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you now to focus on your heart center. Notice your breath. Notice as you breathe in and out how your chest rises and falls. And let's become one with our breath. Taking nice, slow, yet deep and gentle breaths. And like the waves of the ocean, breathing one wave in and out, followed by another wave in and out. And as you do, feel yourself right there at the ocean shore, stepping in maybe a foot or two till you get warmed up to the ocean temperature, feeling the waves lap up at your feet, at your thighs, continuing to breathe in and out, feeling yourself being drawn to this gentle action of the waves. Stepping out further. Now it's up to your waist. And the waves flow in like one wave of love after another. As you continue to breathe. And you get comfortable in this feeling of love. Pure love. Nothing else is on your mind. You are one with the waves of the ocean now. One wave flowing in after another. You feel so comfortable, you decide to sit down. Simply float. Be one with the waves. They're gently rising up and down, taking you with them, flowing in the sea of love. Feel the gentleness as it caresses you, embraces you, fills every cell and atom of your being with peace, with harmony, with abundance. You are one with the waves of the sea of love. It's a beautiful light day. The sun is shining on you. You feel the warmth above and the warmth all around you. You are embraced with this pure energy of love. Feel this love. Be one with this love. Allow yourself to float deeper and deeper inside of you as we explore the world, the pristine world below the ocean surface. There are waves here too. Gentle, gentle waves. And you notice how the seashells were gently moved by the action of the waves as you are moved. And the ocean below the surface is filled with life. And there is light down here. Become one with the world beneath the surface. See and feel the richness all around you. See the almost thousands of little sparkling fish show up, all sizes and colors. And there are light. There is light here. It's reflecting off of everything. Everything seems to sparkle and shimmer. There's coral. There's shells. And there are fish in schools, one after another. It's like they travel in groups and families. There is abundance everywhere. And there's sea vegetation. The ocean is alive. Your world inside is alive. Allow yourself to float deeper and deeper inside to that light inside of you. Feel this deep peace as you're drawn to this light. This peace, this harmony. This feeling of true abundance, knowing that whatever you think simply happens. You are in a state of love, feeling love. It's gentle, it's sweet, it's soft. Just like that light inside of you. And the more you focus on it, the more it expands. Breathe into that light. Whatever color it is perfect now. Blue. I'm in blue today. Kind of a blue-green, a sea color. Green. Golden. Pink, yellow, orange, red, purple, even black. It is all perfect. For black holds the color of all the colors. You cannot do love wrong. Simply be one with the light inside. Feel love now. Feel the embrace of this light, of this color, of this warmth, of this knowingness that all is well right now. Everything you could ever need is here right now. Be one with this space, this truth, whatever you could ever need, whatever you could ever want, wants you. Give up the needing and the wanting. Share your love. Simply share your love. Share your love with this light and feel yourself embraced by this light. That's it. And the more you feel this love and share this love, the more you feel this love and share this love, it's an endless cycle. Share and receive. Share and receive. From a place of knowingness, it is already done. Simply be who you are. Love. Simply be who you are, divine child who receives everything she needs, he needs, with absolute perfect timing and ever-flowing abundance. Food, shelter, business, money, friends, opportunity, direction. Simply love, be love, allow yourself to be loved. That's it. Feel. I am love. I am loved. I love. I am love. I am loved. I love. I am love. I am loved. I love. Loved am I. Allow yourself to float deep inside in the sea of love, knowing this truth. Feel the lightness, the gentleness, how soft you feel. Notice your feeling. We're not working hard. We're simply showing up. Love. We're not trying to be anything. We simply are ourselves. Love. I am love. I am loving. I am loved. I love. Love am I. And from this place of love, this is your core essence. Knowing who you are, I am love. It's not I'm a mother, I'm a father, a brother, I'm a sister, I'm a worker, I'm an employee, I'm a carpenter, I'm a financial planner, I'm a nutritionist, I'm a doctor. It is I am love. Come from that place, and whatever is, your exterior, outer action, appearing to be place or work in the world. Be your core essence. I am love. Now look at anything from your mind's eye, from your heart center. Look at anything that you feel from the human perspective you have struggled with in some way. You haven't been able to unlock the key, it feels, to true peace and harmony and prosperity about whatever it is that you seem to be struggling with. And right now, from your heart center, simply beam out like a huge radiating center of love, like the sun outside and the moon outside that resides inside of you, for they are simply a reflection of your great, powerful self. Beam 90 billion megahertz of pure love on this place, on this situation, on this state of being, on this person or people now. Send out pure love, a pure, loving heart that simply sees love. You see the core essence. You look beyond the outer appearances, the illusion. See their true nature. See love so you may share love and receive love. And transmute the situation under divine grace now. Allow them to come into your circle of love. Feel the love that you're sending. Feel it received. Communicate heart to heart the language of love. Communicate from your inner essence, from your higher self, from your God self, putting yourself in their place and feeling love, sending love, knowing all is well, and allowing the divine, the power of love, to heal and transform the situation into one wave of prosperity after another, like the waves of the ocean. Turn the situation around in God's way and in God's time. All you need to do is to know. Do nothing. Simply know. Speak from love. Act from love. Make your requests from love. Be love. Connect heart to heart. All is well. And then move on to whatever it is that's next. Allow yourself to flow. Allow yourself to be moved forward. Be detached. Not stuck on any one thing or any one way. Or expecting your abundance to come from any one person. True abundance is felt first inside, knowing who we are, divine love, and that true abundance comes from the state of divine love, the energy of divine love, and from divine love itself. God is your source and your supply. In the language of God, is not begging, hoping, and wishing. is simply where we are right now. Love, state of sweetness, gentleness, passionate lightness. See and feel love. See and feel your embrace, that you are embraced by love. See and feel that light inside of you radiating to every cell and atom of your being, cleansing them with the energy of love. So only love remains, and everything else is transmuted under grace now, truly for your highest and best good, and the highest and best good of all concerned. It's time to come back, dear one. Feel this energy of love, what your divine true being is, your core essence, so you will recognize it in your everyday moments as we come back to join the physical world again, knowing who we are, bringing our core essence, our true essence, into our day, into our work, into our families, into our communities, into our world, knowing that the more we stay in this love, the more love abounds, rises up, wave after wave, a pure abundance. Breathe up this love. And let's come back as we began, breathing into our heart center, noticing the wave, seeing ourselves again at the gentle shore, stepping into the ocean, 1-2 feet, thigh high, hip high, waist high, feeling the waves, the sea of love, knowing that's what we are doing in our everyday moments. We're simply wading through the sea of love, allowing it to embrace us, wave after wave. Bring this feeling, this image back at you. The child at the shore, carefree and light. The sun at your back, knowing God's got your back. And moving forward, simply like the shell. The waves move it forward, ever so gently, continuously, on and on. All is well. All is well. As you breathe into your heart, and your other mind awakens again. Perhaps bring your hands together in prayer position and give thanks. Give thanks to your heart for allowing you to visit the sea of love inside of you, to be one with your true essence. Give thanks to your mind for making it so, and now guiding you to be on this path, to stay on this path, easily, under grace, the path of peace, harmony, and prosperity. For it knows now the true feeling of love, the source of all things under grace. I bless you and thank you. Namaste. And before we close fully for this morning, we call on Carla invite her to tone this feeling of true love, the language of abundance now.
I am divine instrument of love, peace, harmony, prosperity, love. I am. Thank you, God.
And so it is. Have a blessed day.